From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The 2020 census deadline has been moved to September 30th, and the Georgia Farm Bureau is encouraging members to fill out the 10-question survey so Georgia doesn't miss out on vital federal funding and legislative power that data derived from the census helps to determine. As of August 31st, Georgia was ranked 39th in the U.S. in terms of household response rate with a rate of 60.3%. The national response rate was 65%. In an effort to contain a recent wave of COVID-19 cases, the government of South Korea has reimposed heightened social distancing requirements in Seoul, including restrictions on some food and beverage providers and a suspension of large gatherings. U.S. Meat Export Federation President Dan Hallstrom says while this situation presents a challenge for U.S. beef in one of its largest international markets, the reduction in sit-down dining can be partially offset by growth in retail beef purchases and advancements in takeout and delivery services. Inflation-adjusted U.S. net cash farm income, defined as gross cash income less cash expenses, is forecast to increase $4 billion to $115.2 billion in 2020. According to AgriMarketing.com, while cash receipts from farm commodities are forecast to decline $15.2 billion, direct government farm payments are expected to increase $14.6 billion because of supplemental and ad hoc disaster assistance payments for COVID-19 relief in 2020. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.